Bible reading number 15, Job 42, verses 1 through 17. Job answered God. Then Job answered Yahweh, I know that you can do anything. No purpose of yours can be defeated. You asked, Who is this one who made my purpose unclear without knowledge? I talked about things that I did not understand. I spoke of things that are too wonderful for me to know. You said, Please listen, and I will speak. I will ask you some questions, and you must answer me. My ears had heard of you before, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore, I hate myself. I will change my heart and life and sit on the dust and ashes. The conclusion. After Yahweh had said these things to Job, Yahweh spoke to Eliphaz the Temanite. I am angry with you and with your two friends. Why? Because you have not said what is true about me. My servant Job did tell the truth about me. So now take for yourselves 7 bulls and 7 male sheep. Go to my servant Job and offer up a whole burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will certainly accept his prayer. Then I will not punish you for being so foolish. You have not said what is true about me, but my servant Job did so. So Eliphaz the Temanite did as Yahweh told him to do. Bildad the Shuhite and Zophar the Naamathite also did as Yahweh commanded them. And Yahweh accepted Job's prayer. Job prospered again. After Job had prayed for his friends, God made him successful again. God gave Job twice as much as Job had owned before. And all of Job's brothers and sisters came to him. Everyone who had known him before came to his house, and they ate a meal with him there. They comforted Job and spoke kindly to him. They tried to make him feel better about the ordeals that Yahweh had brought upon him. And each one gave Job some silver and a gold ring. And Yahweh blessed the last part of Job's life even more than the first part. Job owned 14,000 sheep and goats and 6,000 camels. He had 1,000 pairs of oxen and 1,000 female donkeys. Job also had 7 more sons and 3 daughters. He named the first daughter Jemima. Job named the second daughter Keziah. And Job named the third daughter Keren-Hapuk. There were no other women in all the land who were as beautiful as Job's daughters. And their father Job gave them some land to own right alongside their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years more. He lived to see his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and his great-great-grandchildren. Then Job died. He was very old. He had lived many years.